Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I am Kirsty Parigia.
And I am Amy Ravel. And we are going to take you on a journey today from stationary and stuck to, what is it, and momentum. Maybe it's like and progress and momentum. I was going to say it's not perfection.
We don't want momentum perfection. Is the action that we
is the action. Exciting momentum. We also today want to tell you and celebrate with you some momentum that we have had as a podcast. We've hit 300 episodes just a few weeks ago. And to remind you, as part of our celebrations over the last 3 months, we've had these, like, all these threes line up. So we had 3 million downloads. We're giving away $3 million worth of vouchers for 3 months. And in that time, we also are hitting our 300 episode milestone.
Woohoo!
We want to know, if you've listened to all 300 episodes, it's your turn to leave a review. If you've listened to probably 150 hours of our voices, come on over and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, because we love it when you do that. It helps us to reach other people. So shout out at start. That's who we want to leave a review for us, because the momentum of recording a podcast is actually, it would be really weird if we didn't record a podcast, Kirst. Like, even yes. If we're sick, which sometimes we are when we record, the momentum means that we just keep going. So that's what I thought was cool, is that both of those things line up lovely today.
They do. And even if you have left a review, or you left a review, you know, 4.5 years ago, you can leave another one.
Yeah.
Tell us how much we've improved over the last 5 years.
Yes. Give us that bit of feedback, because sometimes momentum, you actually need to take a bird's eye view of momentum and make sure that you're heading in the right direction, because not all momentum is good. But we'll talk about that as we get into talking about it in relation to decluttering.
So we did a little bit of Googling of a definition for momentum, and now there's all this physics definition of momentum, but this is the one that resonated with us the most. Momentum is defined as the amount of motion occurring in something that is moving, or the force that drives something forward to keep it moving. An example of momentum is how quickly a car is moving downhill. And then I found another way of describing momentum as it relates to emotional momentum, which is, I think, more where we land as it comes to decluttering.
Because we're not physicists.
Yes, no, we're not. So we may not be able to see the momentum, but we can feel it and see the positive outcomes it brings. And that's from an article that I found on called Emotional Momentum that Belinda will link to in the show notes.
I thought it'd be cool for us to give some examples of how we see momentum, like to describe what momentum is like. So those are really good descriptions, definitions, but let's describe. So I think of momentum as when you're pushing something around when you're decluttering. So you may have moved a couch out so that you can declutter under it and see, you know, how many coins and muesli bar wrappers and odd socks and all types of things are under there. And that initial push to make it move takes a lot more work than the subsequent pushing to keep it moving. And so I often think of momentum as the benefit of the less effort needed to keep moving than the effort needed to start moving.
Mm.
Can you think of an example of how, like, that's a physical example?
Yeah. And when I think of momentum, I do think of it as a building exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and which is physics. We know that when we push something down a hill, it starts going, but then it builds up speed, yeah. i.e. momentum.
Momentum.
When it goes. And so I like thinking about that in relation to decluttering, is that it might need that grunt push at the start.
Mm-hmm.
And it might feel like it's going slowly, but the more you do it, the quicker it is and the easier it is. And we see mm-hmm. this all the time with clients. So here's an example of momentum. When we get into a wardrobe, they look at their jeans and they really can't make a decision between their 15 pairs of jeans that one needs to go. And then by the end of a session, they're like, awesome. They get to their undies drawer and they can find 15 pairs that can go without even thinking about it because their momentum has built up and they have got used to the process of making decisions so that their decisions become quicker and quicker as we go.
Yeah. And momentum can happen in quick bursts of momentum, or you can actually have like that long-term momentum. So sometimes we go in with a client, as you said, Kirst, like the first decisions can be hard and then it gets easier. Or it may be that it gets easier in each room. So you find that the first room that you're in is like pulling teeth, but the second room, you kind of get your groove and the momentum is that you can make quicker decisions. Or the momentum really shows up when you start to create homes for things. And so when you're in room number one, you are decluttering and organizing and creating homes. Whereas in room number two, for anything that you find that belongs in room number one, it already has a home. And so you have momentum because you've already kind of cleared the pathway, reduced that friction of where do I put this thing away? And so you can have that momentum that builds up across the rooms. And then ultimately, that momentum can continue if you have a home that's decluttered, because when something's out of place, like you often talked about in your house, Kirst, if something's sitting on the bench, it's out of place. And the momentum is that it really doesn't take long to put it away. Whereas if it was the first thing you were putting away in the entire decluttering of your house, it would take a lot longer because you would have to climb over things, decide where it lives, make multiple decisions. And then you would come back and there's more to go. Whereas the momentum at the end is like, oh, just one thing that's easy, easy peasy, put away, done.
Mm. We had somebody over at our house the other week and they were just like, oh, how do you keep your house looking like this? And I've been thinking about it too, because I was like, I've been sick for the last couple of days and I was, my husband Simon was away in Melbourne last night. Or actually the night before, but he didn't come home until late last night too. So I had like 2 days of solo parenting, which I know for...
feeling sick.
While I'm feeling sick. So I know is not a very long time and it's very easy. My kids are at a great age and there wasn't that much going on. So mm-hmm. it was fairly easy. And it made me think, well, what do I do each day to make it easier for myself?
Mm.
And I still put on a load of clothes. I still bought the clothes back in and put it away. And so I was sitting there going, what have I done today? Oh, I've put clothes on and I've fed kids. And that's all I've done because there isn't that much to do in my home.
Yeah. Like,
because the momentum is so strong in our home that mm-hmm. kids put their things away. You know, things don't live on the bench. We do the dishes. Oh, so that was the other thing. There's dishes to be done. So I did the dishes and we dried up and put things away after they'd finished drying there for a couple of hours, which is a little different to how when Simon's home, but that's cool. They still got put away. And so it just made me think of like, okay, how do I make my life easier? And it is that everything has a home. And everything makes its way back into the home fairly quickly after being used or cleaned or washed.
Yeah. And so if you're listening and you're like, well, that's great, Kirst, you clearly have momentum working for you, we want to tell you how to start with momentum. Because if you're at a standstill, that first step, that first movement, that first item put away, that first room that you declutter is actually really important. And momentum can wax and wane. I'm not sure if that's the right term, Kirst. Is that right? It waxes and wanes. It comes and goes depending on the effort that you're giving it. So you can feel like sometimes you lose momentum and that means you were kind of in a habit of something and something has stopped it. There's been, if you picture a rock rolling down the hill, it's kind of hit a brick wall. And so you can get momentum again. You just need to get past the brick wall, move the brick wall, knock the brick wall down, or find a way around it. So let's talk a little bit about how do you start getting momentum?
Start getting momentum is doing those things. Like it is putting things away. It is finding a home for everything. It is starting really easy and really small because that brick wall can look like the Great Wall of China if you want it, if you let it be.
Yeah.
And so try not to let it. Try not to think that it is huge and insurmountable and you're never going to get to the end of it. Think about just one small thing. What's one thing that you can do today? Oh, I know. I can put the clothes away that I bought off the line, or I can get the kids to put the clothes away that they bought off the line. It is going, okay, I've got this thing that just came into my house and I don't know where it should live. Let me think about where is the most functional, logical place for me to put it so I can remember that it's here and I can remember when I need to use it next. It is starting small because, as I said, like we and as we all know, momentum builds. So
yeah,
it's just starting.
I love that we get a lot of emails, Kirst, from people who have had a session with one of our team, and we sometimes get an email the day after or that night saying, oh my gosh, I think I've been bit by the decluttering bug. And what they'll say is, yes, I spent 4 hours with one of your professional organisers, and then after dinner that night, I did another 3 hours. And that's momentum. That is when it becomes like an ease. It's like, oh, I see the way forward. I know what the next step is. And it's not extremely difficult. And so momentum can be, you know, you might phrase it, I've been bitten by the decluttering bug. I got into it on the weekend and time just flew by. And it's those types of things where you can get more done than you thought you could get done in a period of time, or you can last longer than you thought you could last. You can get rid of more than you thought you could get rid of. You can organize more rooms than you thought you could. And that's the power of momentum, is that it warps time and effort. And anything that warps time is a friend of ours.
I think that coming back to that brick wall analogy, or, you know, the Great Wall of China analogy, I think that that can often be perfectionism. And we've spoken about that in our perfectionism episode and across lots of our episodes, where you think that you have to find the perfect way or the right way, and that's where you get stuck and you have analysis paralysis, or you just, you're like, you literally don't know what the next right step is because you want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And that episode is, I just love it. It's literally one of my favorite episodes because it so breaks down the thought that you're not a perfectionist because Amy and I both thought that we weren't, and yet we identified with so many traits of perfectionism.
Yeah.
And so even if you think, no way, how could I be a perfectionist? Look at the state of my house. How could I ever be a perfectionist? Go and listen to that episode and you might realize that actually the state of your house is exactly why you are a perfectionist.
And your problem lies in that.
Yes, and you wanted to find the right way or the perfect way, or
yeah.
You can't start because you can't get it all done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I encourage you all.
One of my favorite episodes, Kirst, is our binary decision episode where we say if you feel like you have a labyrinth of decisions and you feel like you can't decide which option to pick because it has this flow and effect of blah 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 and there's like 50 options, is just make binary decisions. Yes, no, stay, go, here, there, rubbish, keep. Break it down to the simplest decision that you can make about something so that you can start to build that momentum. So you might find that you get, you know, you hit up against that brick wall when you're decluttering in your cosmetics and you're like, I don't know what to do. I've got so much makeup. I feel stuck. I've had momentum. I did the linen cupboard. I did the pantry. And now I'm like, oh, brick wall. You might just go through and say, I'm going to get rid of anything that I can't remember buying, which means it's probably older than you should be putting on your face. And so you just make a binary decision. If it's, I can't remember buying it, it goes. If I can remember buying it, okay, that stays for the moment. And so those binary decisions can kind of help you to push through and regain momentum, because what do they say? It's harder to steer a stationary car than a moving car.
Hmm.
And so with momentum, we just want you to be moving, because then you can be steered. Then you can make course correction and make adjustments. It's so much easier than when you're stationary and you're like, I just can't make a decision. Make a decision, even if it's the wrong decision, just to get yourself moving.
Yeah. And make it simple, like Amy said, make it simple, because that will give you the best chance of building that momentum,
mm-hmm.
rather than, you know, facing that brick wall at the very start and going, I don't know, it's all too insurmountable to me. No, it's not. You can make some of those really binary decisions, black and white decisions, staying, going, love it, hate it. Or like it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
One of the things that momentum, where we can get caught with momentum, is that if you have momentum but you're heading in the wrong direction, how do you course correct? Because maybe you're getting great momentum and you've, you know, taken everything out of the fridge and freezer and pantry and it's all over the kitchen and you've got this momentum, and then you realize that you don't have containers, or you realize that the system you were going to use actually isn't going to work. So how do you course correct when the momentum is heading you in a direction that you're like, holy smokes, I can see where this is going and it's not going to be good? Or sometimes we have people that say, I feel like I decluttered too much. I didn't actually assess the momentum, stop, take a step back, view, am I happy where this is going? Yes, great, jump back onto the momentum. Sometimes you need to stand aside and go, okay, am I happy where this momentum's taking me? Yes, full steam ahead. No, okay, what course correct do I have to do? Because the momentum can shift. It doesn't just have to be stop and start again. You can actually just redirect that momentum. Ah, okay, I do want to keep these things and I'm going to organize it like this. Actually, I'm not getting rid of enough. I'm going to course correct.
Mm.
Does that make sense, Kirst?
Yeah, it totally does. And it can be even in the momentum of gathering.
Yes.
Like it could be the inflow that you actually need to stop. So you might look around and go, how did my house get so cluttered? And one easy answer to that is because you let so much come into your house to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe the momentum actually, before you even get to the decluttering and the clearing out the clutter, it needs to be, okay, let's stop the momentum coming in. Let's be more intentional about shopping. When I'm out at the shops next time, actually I'm going to be more intentional. Or before I go to do the woolly, you know, the grocery shop, I'm going to write a list so I'm not just buying random things that I'm not sure if I've got enough tinned tomatoes or I'm not sure if I've got enough toilet paper, so I might as well buy some more. It's because that can help the problem to stop growing and growing exponentially. So maybe the momentum even needs to, you need to course correct that type of momentum as well.
Yeah, and I think, Kirst, it takes me back to when I shared with our listeners about me trying to reset my office space and buying that trolley. Mm-hmm. What I also did that day is purchased a whole lot of containers to put things in. And the momentum was I was looking online, I was finding pretty containers, I went to the shops, I bought the containers, like I had this whole vision and I needed to actually stop and go, is this actually going to work? And in the end, I had to course correct and say, I don't need that trolley. I just need half of the containers that I bought. So I'm going to return the containers. And so I got to course correct because the momentum was exciting. It was all brand new. It was pretty things. And I think that can happen often is people get momentum in organizing before they call a professional organizer in often. And it's like I've got everything in my life containerized and I've got baskets coming out of my ears. And the momentum, like they're just gone, and then gone, oh, I didn't actually solve the problem. I may have added to the problem. And so if you feel like the momentum is in the organizing, maybe you need to assess and go, could I redirect some of this momentum into letting go of things? Maybe I don't need to organize it all. Maybe some of it actually needs to be let go.
100%. And we see that so often with our clients, like so many times do we walk into people's homes and they're so proud of showing us their pantry or showing us their cupboards, their linen cupboards, and look how well it's organized. Or they still feel shame about it. And we go in and go, wow, this is such a well-organized home. You guys are doing such a great job. And yes, you're right to feel overwhelmed still because there's still just too much in this house. Like you can... Yeah. Organize a wazoo out of anything if you want.
Yeah, and momentum will tempt you to as well.
100%. 100 million.
Yeah. Are you sure?
No, just because I'm like, yes, like, and I don't think that we could ever say this enough on this podcast. Declutter first, people. Yeah. Declutter first.
Yeah.
And then organize what's left.
One of the things our customer service team often say to people is when they're booking in sessions, they're like, I'll book one session now and maybe in 3 or 4 months I'll have another one. And we talk to them about momentum and say, actually, there is value in having maybe fortnightly sessions for 3 or 4 weeks so that you've got some kind of momentum. Because when you've got the momentum, momentum often will stop clutter rebuilding up. And so if you have one session with a professional organizer and you do the kitchen bench and the kitchen cupboards, but then you leave it 2 months before you do the pantry, you haven't maximized the momentum of watching a space transform because there may be things that have kind of come back in that time. And so it's not quite where it was. It's gone back a bit. And momentum can be really awesome if you can schedule time to set aside, whether it's on your own or with a professional, and go, I'm going to make it this project over the next 6 weeks, and I'm going to continue to move forward. You don't need to move forward at breakneck speed, because breakneck speed breaks your neck. But mm-hmm. just keep moving forward. That's more important.
Mm-hmm. So then let's talk about when you do run out of momentum, because as you said before, some people will go, awesome, I'm going to do the pantry today, and they clear out their pantry and then look at the time and go, oops, I've got to feed the kids. And then they might order in takeaway that night because they realize that their kitchen is a mess, but also they then stop and they may lose momentum and run out of steam. Mm, mm. And so, yes, we can definitely talk to, like, maybe don't tackle the whole pantry if you
yeah.
can't get it all back into the pantry before dinner time. But also it's quite natural to sometimes run out of momentum. Like, you could hit that mm-hmm. brick wall that we were talking about earlier. It could be halfway down the hill. So yes, you've got momentum. You're like, yes, this is amazing. I'm a decluttering genius. This is so awesome. Bang, into the wall.
I reckon that I've started seeing a physio just for some rehab post my surgery. And one of the things that I've really noticed is that the momentum when it comes to my rehab is about the long-term momentum. It's more important that I do it every day than that I get it all done really quickly in a day. So I might spread out the exercises, but I have to do them every day. And so I've found that like a really good example of sometimes how it works when it comes to our homes is it's not about setting aside 2 hours every day to declutter or organize, but it's about doing it regularly. So the momentum is in the regularity, not in the chunk of time that you spend, not in the speed that you work at, but just, you know, what Dory would say, just keep swimming.
Yep, that's great advice. I think sometimes we do need to look at what that brick wall is and go, okay, is this insurmountable, you know, yeah. or is it just a little boulder, you know, can I pick it up and move it? Is it just a mindset that needs to change? Mm-hmm. What is this brick wall that I've hit? Is it I can punch through it and keep moving? Is it I need to find a way around it? I can pick it up and move it. So looking at what that brick wall is can help determine what your next right step is.
Mm.
And then to build up momentum again, I think that you can look back and go, actually, like what you just said, Amy, this is a long-term project. So I'm going to not think of this obstacle in my way and how I've got around it or managed it. I can keep going at the speed that I was. This is just a blip in the system because mm-hmm. I can view it as in the long term.
Totally.
And you can start with baby steps again. So if it has been a hard stop and you've literally been knocked for six because of whatever obstacle you hit, mm-hmm. you can then just go, okay, this is the start of my new, this is the top of the hill again.
Yeah, yeah. And what do I need to give me that push? What supports do I need, or what do I need to get rid of? What's the obstacle, or who do I need to push me in the back so that I can? In fact, can I jump to Kirst? I just think this is brilliant. The review for today is so perfect. It's from Busy Aussie Mum, and it's titled "The Gentle Nudge I Needed," and it's a 5-star review. And this is how it's called "The Gentle Nudge," but they start the review, "Well, maybe a hard shove. Thank you, ladies, for your knowledge and advice on ways to declutter my home and life. I particularly appreciate the tips on where to pass things on that while I may not need them or want them, someone else can benefit. Nice to be made aware of different charities instead of the local oppie." which is op shop or charity store. It does take a community after all. While I probably will never completely embrace a minimalist lifestyle, I've learned to embrace and honour the things I want to keep. My Nana's tea set now regularly escapes the display cabinet for gatherings with my friends. What a fabulous way to preserve her memory. Not only has our home become less chaotic, but my outlook on life is more positive and relaxed. And I love that busy Aussie mum said gentle nudge, maybe a hard shove, because that's how momentum starts.
Mm-hmm. That hard shove.
We're happy to be the hard shove in your life.
Yeah. And you can also give yourself a gentle nudge by just doing baby steps to build up momentum again. And doing easy things will really help build up that momentum. Instead of like going, okay, what's the most challenging thing I can do to start with? Mm-hmm. Think about the easiest thing you can do to build up momentum, because we may not always have somebody being able to give us a hard shove. We may need to take that gentle approach. And so finding the easy things or breaking it into bite-sized chunks. So Amy, like, tell us more about your physio journey, like, and how you just said you've, instead of breakneck speed of doing 5 minutes exercise, what do you do?
Well, the first thing I did was when I met my physio for the first time, I said to her, I'm really bad at doing physio exercises that you set me. So can we make it achievable, please? So I knew thyself. And so she was aware of that, and I was aware that I'd put it out there, so I didn't feel like it was some kind of a shame thing. And so we made it really simple, and we broke it down into these ones, 1, 2, 3, just three exercises, and they each have to be done each day, and they've got to be done a certain amount of reps, but it doesn't matter if you do them back to back or if you do one in the morning or one at night, just get them done. And also we worked out how long it would take me. And so some of them are like 90 seconds, 45 seconds. And so I, for myself, I'm reducing those hurdles. So when I look at the list that sits next to my bed and I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered doing all those pelvic floor exercises. I'm like, Amy, really? 45 seconds? You can't do that. So that's worked really well for me. And then the accountability of going back. And she said, how did you go? And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. I did them every single day. And she was like, what? You told me that you never do exercises that you're set. I was like, I know, but we use strategies and it worked. So that's been really helpful. And I missed was one night this last week. I didn't do the full because we've added a fourth in since my last appointment. And so there was one night where I missed two but did two. And I was like, do you know what? I did something and I don't care. And that doesn't ruin my momentum. That just means that tonight I didn't do those two and then back to doing all of them. So all of those things have helped, and having the physio be accountable and, you know how I work has been really helpful. And similarly, like, we have professional organisers in Perth, Melbourne, Gippsland, Sydney, Central Queensland, and we have virtual sessions anywhere in the world. So if you need that accountability, like I do with the physio, then, you know, that's what we're here for. We literally do that for you and with you.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes taking a break is not always counterintuitive. So sometimes hitting that wall or taking a break from the momentum that was building can actually give you space to look around and see just how much changes you've made. And it can bring about that emotional momentum. It can make you see the positive outcomes that have been happening, and it can be helpful.
Yeah, totally. So, and it can help you, as we said before, if your momentum's heading in the wrong direction, course correct.
Yes. So don't always begrudge the brick wall that you hit. Sometimes it's there for a reason, to actually give you a chance to course correct, like Amy said, or to give you a chance to look around and see just how much change has happened. And it can then, inspire you to give it another crack and to keep going instead of it just being a full stop. I'm done. I'm done with this decluttering journey. It sucks. Everything sucks. I hate life.
And to finish off, we just want to encourage you too that our Head, Heart and Home course is a forever course. So we do live rounds a couple of times a year, but you can join that course whenever works for you. And it's brilliant for momentum. It's brilliant for kickstarting momentum. It's brilliant for continuing momentum and helping you when you do hit a brick wall. And because we're in the middle of our 3 million giveaway, you can download a voucher. If you just go to, I think it's theartofdecluttering.com.au/3 million, like number 3 million. Belinda will put it in the show notes. But you can download a $20 voucher too that you can put towards the course. So come and get momentum and coaching with us, because that can be another way of kicking you. I was going to say kicking you down the hill. We do not want to kick you down the hill. We absolutely do not. But what was
hard shove?
That's what it was. We can gentle nudge or hard shove you wherever you need to go.
Thank you, busy Aussie mum, giving us new language.
I love it. I love it.
Thank you for your time listening to us. And thanks, Amy, for your wisdom as always.
It's fun. We should do this again next week. What do you think?
Yeah. And do you know what? Next week we are talking along a similar vein. So I am super excited about continuing this momentum.
You're hilarious.
I know. I literally am.
See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom. We acknowledge the traditional owners of country throughout Australia and recognise their continuing connection to land, waters and culture.
We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.